It's time to take a stand with Eric Barger. Each week at this time, author, speaker, and noted Christian apologist Eric Barger is here to help you discern the times in the light of God's Word. And now, here's Eric Barger.
Hello, everybody. Eric Barger here. Take a Stand Radio is on the air. We're here the same time, each weekend, same stations, endeavoring to bring you cutting-edge material, interviews, and live teaching about apologetics, discernment, current events, the cults, the occult, and Bible prophecy. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I do appreciate you joining me very much. If you listen to the program much, you know that I take on the topic of the occult regularly. However, it's a topic that generally has been one of the most misunderstood and threatening topics in our world, even among Bible-believing Christians. Still, because of the mysterious and ominous nature of the occult and all that represents, a lot of Christians out there are confused or intimidated or maybe misled concerning just what the occult is and how believers should respond to it and the many facets of the occult that are around us. I've said often that we're being desensitized about the world of the occult, and in our culture today, the occult has become normal. Christians ought to know how to respond to it. We ought to understand. And this is why I recently interviewed Jill Martin Rishi concerning her book, The Kingdom of the Occult. And many of you know Jill as the daughter of my mentor, the late Dr. Walter Martin, the original and the only Bible answer man that will ever be. And he was the author of many books, of course, including The Kingdom of the Cults. And this is a companion work to that great book. Jill and her co-author, Kurt Van Gordon, have done a masterful job at presenting much of Walter Martin's teaching on the occult, supported with their own extensive research. They've compiled it together in the most thorough book that I know of its kind, On the World of the Occult, over 700 pages, The Kingdom of the Occult. Well, with all that said, we do want to get right into the interview with Jill Martin Rishi, but before we do, I want to alert you that you can acquire copies of Jill and Kurt's book, along with Dr. Martin, just by going to our website, ericbarger.com, or by calling us at 214-289-5244. That's the contact information for Take a Stand Ministries. Once again, ericbarger.com on the internet, and 214-289-5244 if you want to order by phone. Now, here's the interview. All right, on the line with me is Jill Martin Rishi. She is the eldest daughter of the late, great Walter Martin. She received a B.A. in Biblical Literature with an emphasis on Old Testament and the Hebrew language from Oral Roberts University. She has an M.A. in Humanities and History from California State University. She's an adjunct professor of history at Northwestern College. Jill is the co-founder of Walter Martin Ministries and WAJC-FM. Love those call letters, Jill. She is the co-author of The Kingdom of the Occult. She is the author of Through the Windows of Heaven, 100 Powerful Stories and Teachings from Walter Martin, the Original Bible Answer Man. She's also the managing editor of Walter Martin's 45-year bestseller, The Kingdom of the Cults. And she lives in St. Paul, Minnesota with her husband Kevin and their family. You can find her at waltermartin.com. That's waltermartin.com. And we will, of course, give that web address later on. Hi, Jill. Thanks for being here.
Oh, hi, Eric. It is such a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, it's always good to talk with you, too. And for folks who are listening that don't know the history and the background on us, we are co-hosts along with Jan Markell on Understanding the Times. And Jill and I have known of each other and have then become friends and now are co-hosts on this other radio program. And so this is a wonderful thing. And it's just my pleasure to talk to you today about the book. I think Kingdom of the Occult is a great resource, over 700 pages. I mean, it's an exhaustive treatise. And I thought that my book, Entertaining Spirits Unaware, which is now coming up to 300 pages with the rewrites we've done on it, you have really gone the extra mile. This is the book that if people want to know about the world of the occult, the different avenues, the different angles, the aspects of it, and how it works, and especially how to avoid it, and how to help others to come out of it. Your book, The Kingdom of the Occult, is definitely the book to get. And I will give a little plug here that folks can get that by going to either of our websites. And if they want to help support the radio ministry, go to ericbarger.com. You'll find that in a special package of materials that we're offering this week. Well, Jill, I want to get into the questions. I know that this is going to take a little while to unfold, and we may carry this on for a second week of interviews. But When the kingdom of the occult was put together, how much of the influence came from your dad, Walter Martin? I know that a lot of what appears in the book is research that you gained from him, but did he have it in his mind to write this book before he passed away?
Yes, he did. In fact, he had thought about doing this for years. He would talk about it once in a while, but I think that he was getting hit so hard, and you know what this is like, Eric. He was getting hit so hard from being in the ministry already, and all the things that were going on with the Kingdom of the Cults, his book, talking about Mormonism, how to defend the faith against Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses and other religions, religious cults. And so he was having so much stress from that I could always see it in his eyes. He was kind of like, well, you know, this is something that needs to be done, but maybe not right now. That was something that, you know, you could kind of tack on to the end whenever he said it, because he was so weary from everything going on. And it wasn't until after he died, I never thought that I would ever be involved in it. And it wasn't until many years after he died that a friend came to me who was also a literary agent, Steve Lobby, who used to be with Bethany House and now has his own agency. He's just a great guy. And he came to me and said, you know, this book really needs to be written, The Kingdom of the Occult. And I was like, okay. And I had prayed about it, because I believe that you should never, ever enter into the world of the occult. And that's what I was taught. When my father would preach, he would say, let's pray first, before he would talk about any of these things. So I prayed about it with my husband, Kevin, and really felt led to do this. And we went to, myself and my father's top researcher, Kurt Van Gordon, came on board, and we went to all of Dad's writings and teachings on the occult, and I pulled those and put them in book form, edited, and then Kurt researched different areas, I researched different areas, and we combined our information and our writing with my father's work, and God did an amazing thing, Eric. That book just came together like I have never seen anything come so smoothly and with such peace and joy the whole time that we were working on it. I mean, can you imagine, you know, with your book, too, you're reading all these things about darkness, and yet there's that joy, right, of the Holy Spirit, and that we've conquered all of these things through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right, Jill. And, you know, it's true, even though we might be taking on these deep and dark topics, if God is leading us and if he is shielding and protecting us in the process, there is a fulfillment and a joy that goes on when you know you're doing the will of God and you know it's going to touch the lives of people. And I went through the same thing in the research I've done on the occult, and also in the writing of Entertaining Spirits Unaware. I went through the same kind of thing. And I believe with all of my heart, you've struck onto something here early in the conversation that we really need to talk about. I don't encourage anyone to go out and read occult literature to gain information about it. I believe there's lots of great resources in the Christian world that have been written from a Christian viewpoint by Christians that expose these things. Your book, certainly, hopefully my book as well, and many others out there that expose the different cult and occult activities out there in the world. But I encourage people when I'm speaking in public or on radio, be careful. Do not get into this unless God has specifically called you and then will shield you in the process of writing about or researching these things. This isn't light and fluffy stuff, folks, and you don't want to jump into it. And I believe what Jill has said is important here, and I just wanted to add my two cents worth to it as well. And Jill, I don't think I here I am at 61, nearly 62. I'm not sure that I would take on writing Entertaining Spirits Unaware today. I don't know where God would have me, but I wrote the book when I was 50 and then updated it when I was about 55 or 56, and I thought, okay, I can handle it at that point. So I know exactly how your dad felt, by the way. I was thinking about that, and of course I knew his health wasn't very good there toward the end, but it's not something you take on lightly, and we really do want to encourage folks that if you want to learn about the world of the occult from a Christian viewpoint, don't go out and read the occult books, again, unless you are called to do it. And when I say that, I mean unless you absolutely know with confirmation, especially with your pastor involved, that others around you, that you are called to do this, because this this can be very troubled and dangerous water even for the believer.
Exactly. And I look at books like yours and like this one as being spiritual warfare training manuals. They tell people how to approach this. They tell them what to do about it, and it's all from the standpoint of the scriptures. It's all about how we have won, how we are victorious in Jesus Christ. It's not anything about the darkness and any of the things that you usually associate with the occult. I think in Kingdom of the Occult, we tried to do things from history, to show the history of where things came from and be, you know, use a very fair hand, not say things about people's beliefs that were not true or that were kind of stretched out or taken out of context, right, Eric? We've all been there.
Yeah, we've got to be careful about that. I mean, if we're going to be effective in dialoguing with people who are caught up in this stuff or who maybe don't understand the depth of the darkness in the world of the occult, we've got to be accurate in the way we present our facts and our information.
Yes, I think that we lose credibility if we misrepresent what someone else believes. I think that we need to quote accurately and represent beliefs and statements accurately. In fact, I've had some reviews from people who are not Christians, and I think they were some of my favorite reviews because they said that they felt that it was a balanced approach. And that's what I think we really need to do, is be fair when we're representing things. My father always did that. He quoted directly from Mormon sources, from Jehovah's Witness sources, because people need to be represented in a way that is true and fair. So that's what we were aiming for in the Kingdom of the Occult, and the most amazing thing happened. We were filled with such joy all the way through. Nehemiah, when he says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Eric, I talked to Kurt about this too. We have never felt such joy. Here you are in the midst of writing about all these dark things. And the joy of the Lord was with me every single day, and with Kurt. I was sitting in my room, you know, just surrounded by these books on witchcraft and Satanism, and you would think that there would be a level of fear there, but I prayed over every book I brought into the home, and I just prayed for God's protection, and I never once was afraid of them, because the more we worked on the Kingdom of the Occult, the more joy we were filled with, and that God has already defeated all of this. Satan is defeated.
Yeah.
It was the most wonderful, joyous time, a very special time in my life.
Well, that's I went through the same thing, Jill. I never felt intimidated or in any way threatened by the books that I was reading and the things that I was researching, or I was researching in those days about this, and the stuff I still research today and that you research. It's not a threatening thing. And this, I believe, is part of the mark of the call of God. And, you know, with all that said, let me say that if we're going to have credibility in the eyes of people out there, we had better be able to explain and express and know what we're talking about. And it would be wonderful if we could just tell somebody out in the world or even in our churches that something's of the devil or something's of God. But if we don't explain why we're saying what we're saying, then really we don't have very much basis to be able to try to convince them. So that's why we have to have some sort of research. That's why I encourage folks to get the research, but get it from a Christian viewpoint, get it from materials such as what you produce and what I produce and Jan and others that are out there that are credible, that are doing the work, doing the good job that God has called us to do. Jill, you know, one thing is the numbers involved in the occult. There are so many people, and whether you use the word New Age, neo-pagan, paganism, Wicca, you know, there's all kinds of different ways you can say it. But if you look at the entire genre of the world of the occult, and I usually try to define that. I have earlier in this particular radio series, but the word occult, it really has an umbrella meaning. It has all kinds of other terms underneath that umbrella. When you look at it, are you shocked by the numbers of people who have gotten involved in the occult over the last, say, 20, 30 years?
Yes, it is. It really is mind-boggling how many are involved. Hundreds of millions of people around the world are wrapped up in something related to the occult, and that's because there is real power there. It's real, and people go looking for it, because we live in such a sterile generation, I think, where everything has been pointed, you know, to science, and a lot of people look at science as being extremely dry, except maybe perhaps the scientists themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they look at things as being very dry, and as my father used to say, we've all been given a number from womb to tomb. We all have a number assigned to us, and so people go looking for something deeper, and they find reality in the world of the occult. The very, very sad thing is, though, that there is a huge difference between the power found in the occult and the power that is there for us in Jesus Christ. You know, so many years when we're little, we grow up with this perception that there is good and there's evil. And it's like a 50-50 thing. You know, they're even, right, across the board. But that's not what the Bible teaches. They are not even in power. God is the creator. Satan is the creation. So his power is far less than anything that God has. They don't even compare, you know. It's like he's a speck of dust, and God is the great creator of all of this incredible universe. And so I find it so sad that people go looking for a power that is so much lesser, and really a power that seeks to destroy them personally, instead of turning to the wondrous power of God and his love.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I've made the statement many times that the occult works, the New Age works, but how it works is another story. Why it works, by what spirit is it working, by what the power is. You know, there's another statement I've made often, and I know you'll relate to this, that there are two sources of power in the universe. One is real and one is counterfeit. One is truth and one is not. One is Satan and one is God. Which one are we going to choose, and where are we going to get our power from? If there's something supernatural or spiritual going on, it's coming from one of two sources. In essence, it's all coming from God, but God has allowed Satan a particular amount of power. And our particular amount of spiritual power. And so we have to say, look, we're going to follow the real thing rather than the counterfeit. And it is sad that so many people in the world, because of the flash and the glitz of getting instant gratification to their spiritual desires, they follow along with what Satan is doing, and many of them do so without even realizing that's exactly what they're doing. A lot of people who have bought into the world of the occult would deny that Satan exists, and I see this a lot. And, you know, inside the church, I think that's the thing that may shock me the most, is how many people will defend parts of the occult because they see it as harmless, or it's because it's something that's entertained them in the past, or something that they have watched vicariously on cartoons or movies or whatever it might be, television shows. And you don't have to go very far to figure out today that the world is hooked on the supernatural, but they're not hooked on God. And we look around the world and see this just by the literature, the movies, the video games, all those things. You take a look at what the most popular ones are, and they definitely have the occult threaded all through them. I want to stop and kind of reset, Jill, if I can. This is Eric Barger. This is Take a Stand Radio. You're listening to our weekly program, and my guest today is Jill Martin Rishi, good friend, author, co-worker in Christ, battler of spiritual things, and we appreciate her very much. You can find her and her great work at waltermartin.com. That's waltermartin.com. She is the eldest daughter of the late, great Dr. Walter Martin, who was a mentor to me, if only vicariously. I've told you many times, Jill, what your dad meant to me and how he affected me, and I believe that I'm in the very ministry I'm in today because of the effect he had on me so many years ago when I first got saved. And I just praise God for the friendship and relationship that we have put together now in these days, both in talking about this on my program and also in being co-host with Jan Markell on her program. Jill, I want to go on to ask what do you think the most effective tools that Satan is using to spread the occult today? What do you think those most effective tools are?
Well, I think we live in a society that really bows at the altar of celebrity. And so you see all of these celebrities who become involved in occultic things, whether you have Lady Gaga, who is dabbling in Satanism, You have other people like Madonna, who has wrapped up her whole life in the occult-based teachings of Kabbalah. Shirley MacLaine, who is out on another limb.
Yeah, I've said that too. Yeah.
Her whole talk about living multiple past lives, and you have all of this broadcast through Hollywood. Hollywood is just, you know, the equivalent today of what all the idols were back in the days of Israel. So you have one gigantic idol called Hollywood, and from it proceeds all these lies and darkness and, you know, perverse things, and you have that spread out all through our culture, and people follow it. A lot of people follow it. All you have to do is look at the number of people who watch the Academy Awards to find out what the interest is. Now, that's been down lately, but it's still in the millions. So I think that really we live in a world where entertainment is everything, and there are a lot of people out there sending out messages that are dark and far from Christianity. In fact, their contempt for Christianity shines through in so many things that they say and do.
Well, I think it's the culture of relativism, too, where people can decide to make up their own rules that go along, and they do that with their spiritual lives as well. I do believe that there is a mass desensitization going on and has been for the last few decades concerning accepting spiritual matters that don't have anything to do with God, that come from the world of the occult, New Age, whatever we might, subtitle we might want to put on it. But we see this desensitization going on, and I think this speaks to where we are in God's timetable in the end days as well. And, you know, a lot of folks out there, they say, well, I'm not involved in the occult. I don't go to a seance. I don't go to a palm reader. I don't do this stuff. But yet they read the literature. They seem to give agreeance that it's certainly a viable system of belief. It's not that everybody who read a Harry Potter book, for example, is going to become a witch or a warlock. It's that they'll see nothing wrong with it that has concerned me along the way. And Jill, I want to hold it right there. We're going to come back next week and pick up. And what I want to talk about next week and really get into once we get started in the topic, and you and I can talk a long time, I want to talk about New Age and occultism inside of Christian circles and in the church, and how that has become an area of concern for me. And I know it has for you too. So I appreciate you being with me, Jill. Again, we're talking to Jill Martin Ritchie. She is the author of The Kingdom of the Occult. You can find that at Jill's website, waltermartin.com, or at my website, ericbarger.com. And we have a special package of materials. We have three different goodies for you there. Her book, 700 pages, that is The Kingdom of the Occult. My book, Entertaining Spirits Unaware, nearly 300 pages on the world of the occult. And they are different books. It's not like you're reading the same thing. Again, as I look through the chapter titles, Jill's chapter titles, and then mine, I can see how we kind of play off one another, even though we didn't write those things together. And the third item is my DVD, Bible Prophecy and the Occult, and how Bible prophecy is possibly being fulfilled by the rise of the occult in the day we live in. So make certain to check out this great special we're offering right now. And remember, I'm here each week, the same time, same stations, and I appreciate you joining me today. Next week, my guest Jill Martin Ritchie and myself will pick up on our conversation about her book, The Kingdom of the Occult. And remember, we're going to talk about how the church is affected by the world of the occult. You don't want to miss that. Well, remember also you can listen to all of our past programming at the radio archive link at ericbarger.com, and I encourage you to go and do that. Well, each week I remind you this radio ministry is brought to you by Take a Stand Ministries, Rowlett, Texas, and is funded by the free will gifts of our friends and our supporters. Come and take a stand with us, and we appreciate your help in doing so. Have a great week. I'll talk to you later.
With nearly three decades of experience, Eric Barger and Take a Stand Ministries exist to see the lost saved and the church changed by providing cutting-edge insight on issues facing us today. This is a listener-supported ministry, and your participation is needed. Please consider a gift to help Eric and Take a Stand challenge both the world and the church. Send your gifts and requests for products mentioned on this broadcast to Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. That's Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. Or call us at 214-289-4400. 5244. This is John Clemens reminding you to join us right here again next week, encouraging you to take a stand for Jesus Christ each and every day.
The book of Nehemiah tells the story of how the people of God joined with a common purpose to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Today, the church is facing the same situation the Israelites faced. Our walls are broken down, and there is much opposition, even from inside the camp. This is Eric Barger, and this is the time to take a stand against false doctrine and cultic beliefs and do battle for the lost. Under Nehemiah's leadership, it only took 52 days to rebuild the wall. Take a Stand Ministries is dedicated to mending the broken condition in today's church 52 weeks a year. I'm looking for 100 partners to give $52 or more every month to meet the needs of Take a Stand Radio. Are you one of those courageous builders willing to help? If so, please contact me today at ericbarger.com or call us at 214-289-5244. Together, let's build this wall for the King of Kings and for the sake of lost souls.